This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk about all that right now with our good buddy Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Shiven Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Daryl, it's wonderful to hear you. First off, Jadeveon Clowney, could he be a Cleveland Brown by the end of the week? And second part, what's been the holdup?
Well, I think money, years, just the parameters of the contract, getting both sides to come together and agree. I don't think that the market was as robust as maybe Clowney had hoped. Remember, at the end of the season, he had talked about how healthy he was and how he was able to get through the year. His production was outstanding, but I don't think he was able to get what he wanted on the open market. How much that may or may not benefit the Browns remains to be seen. Look, the door's not closed on him coming back. Quite frankly, I think they need to bring him back because of some of the questions I have with that defensive line. I certainly would feel a lot better if they were able to re-sign him. I don't know how comfortable I would be, though, on a multi-year deal. I would want to do a one-year contract. But from Clowney's perspective, you know, his agent in representation has to be thinking multi-year, because this I really think that Jadeveon left this season finale thinking in the back of his mind that this is an opportunity for him to maybe cash in one last time on the multi-year deal, and that obviously hasn't materialized for him.
Well, as more time goes by, did the Browns feel confident? I mean, there had to be some if he goes, he goes. Would that have changed maybe the draft if he would have been signed to a multi-year deal by somebody else?
Well, I think that as the time goes by, it seems like the odds of the Browns bringing him back seem to increase.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that, because clearly he's not getting what he wanted on the open market. The other part of this too, and this isn't just a Jadeveon Clowney thing, this is an NFL thing, because there are a lot of recognizable names that are still available in free agency right now. And Kevin Stefanski talked about this last week on the station when he spoke with Jason Lloyd and Dustin Fox about, you know, some of these veterans, I think, realized over the last couple of years, because of the pandemic wiping out that offseason program, Ken, I think some of these veterans are like, well, I don't really need to be doing this offseason program stuff because I'm doing my own thing on my own. And so maybe there just isn't a rush for guys to sign contracts and get into a offseason program or get to a mandatory veteran mini camp in June. I think there's a possibility that we could get into June and there'll still be some recognizable names yet to sign with teams. It wouldn't shock me in the least.
Well, there had been some discussion, Daryl, we're talking to Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, about, you know, guys being all in and guys showing up to things in the past. Every time sports talk radio hosts bring that up, fans go, who cares? Who cares? This stuff doesn't matter. Show up during the season. But there were some whispers that started to get a little louder last year that maybe there was a bit of a locker room culture thing going on, and that not all the players were on the same page, that too many of the one-year contract guys, that might have become a problem, contaminating the locker room. So Deshaun Watson was there first thing. We all understand he kind of had to be. But is that something that can still have implications this year?
Yeah, I think that there's something to be said for the camaraderie and the team building exercise of the offseason program. I would agree that there is something there because, look, I mean, just going back to last year, Anthony, and remember some of the things that were said, clearly there were divisions within the locker room, right? It's plain as day. And as we've gotten deeper into the offseason here, that just it becomes even more crystal clear. So, yeah, I think that there's something to be said that you can use your offseason program for, you know, some bonding, guys getting to know each other. You know, you talked about the one-year contracts, especially amongst defensive players, which sometimes tends to lead the guys looking out for themselves because they're trying to set themselves up for a better payday and a multi-year type of a situation come the offseason. And you have some of that. And then, of course, last year the offense wasn't performing well and doing their part. But on the flip side of that, Anthony, we saw the defense actually come together. The defense was playing lights out at the end of the year compared to how they started the year. So I think that the division wasn't so much within the defensive unit. The division came because the offense wasn't doing what they needed to do to help them win. And that, I think, kind of helped create some of that friction behind the scenes. But, and Kevin Stefanski's talked about this as well openly about because of the culture thing has come up. And how do you generate that camaraderie and make sure that guys are on the same page and you don't have cliques forming in the locker room and little things become big things that ultimately divide the team. And, you know, he's acknowledged that that is one of the focuses of the offseason program, making sure that, you know, guys not only do what they need to be doing on the field, but they enjoy being on the field together.
Daryl Ryder joining us here, brought to you by Schaub & Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You know, Daryl, for fans, when there's no longer a player on the team, we just move on and we say, you know, he wasn't good enough for us, and that's right. It. And we've done that with Baker Mayfield, and we kind of gave a clean slate. Well, some have looked at Kevin Stefanski differently, but a lot of us have given a clean slate to Kevin Stefanski. Is it that way with the players, or will they? How quickly are they questioning him going into this season about his leadership? Because for us, it's like, well, we'll just put it on Baker. We'll put it on OBJ because they're the ones no longer here. What about Kevin?
Yeah, I think this is a big year for Kevin Stefanski because he's been given what he needed, and that's a Cadillac at quarterback, right? So he's got that in Deshaun Watson. They brought in a number one receiver in Amari Cooper. He's still loaded at running back. They franchise tagged David Njoku to keep him here. So how does he alter his offense and mold it to fit what Deshaun Watson does best? Because Deshaun Watson plays a little different than Baker Mayfield. There are some similarities, but Deshaun Watson is a different player than Baker Mayfield is. And so how does Kevin Stefanski exploit what Deshaun does so incredibly well on the field? So yeah, this is a big year for Kevin Stefanski, not only just to show that he can be pliable as a head coach and he's willing to mold his program to fit the talents of his players. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to do it and to show it. And I do believe that Stefanski is going to do that. Don't misunderstand me here. But to your point about it being an important year for him, it is because, you know, this team is still a playoff caliber team. I think that they need to get back to the playoffs this year, assuming that Deshaun Watson's available for all 17 games. They certainly, in my belief, have the talent to be able to do that. And again, Andrew Berry continues, and we've seen this in these three off seasons that he's been the general manager and top football executive of this organization. He's gone out and absolutely addressed problems with the roster each and every offseason, and he's done it here. Is this a perfect roster right now? No. I think there's still some questions on the defensive line and defensive end. We talked a little bit about Jadeveon Clowney and potentially getting him back, and that obviously would make that situation a little better. Offense, you feel pretty good about everything. Maybe questions at the number two receiver, but they've drafted four receivers in the last three drafts. They clearly feel that Donovan Peoples-Jones and Anthony Schwartz have room to grow into those roles. So maybe there isn't that sense of urgency in the building to bring in another wide receiver that maybe fans feel or media wants to talk about. But yeah, this is a very big year for Kevin Stefanski because he's got pretty much a premier player at the quarterback position now.
Dale Ryder joining us on the hotline. We have some scheduled news that will come out here in just a second. But I want to ask you real quick. You brought up the wide receiver situation, and Donovan Peoples-Jones was a sixth rounder, and he's really good for a sixth rounder. I mean, to get anything out of a guy drafted at that point already that they've gotten is still pretty impressive. Right. While on the other hand, Schwartz just looks like a project and looked a little lost at times last year. Didn't help, obviously. What do you have, the concussion situation?
Yes, several weeks.
Yep. So I guess I'd ask, teams, you always run the risk, and this is something that is often attributed to GMs in every league, that they over-evaluate their own draft picks.
Right.
Should we be a little nervous right now that they're going to be relying heavily on two guys that, you know, maybe elsewhere on other teams wouldn't necessarily be in the mix as much as they will be here?
Well, I understand what you're saying, Anthony, and it's a pretty strong argument. On the flip side, the quarterback is now different too. So maybe that is changing the calculus in Andrew Berry's mind. Hey, I got a quarterback who I feel is a better player, and I upgraded that position. And by proxy, now my receivers are going to be able to perform better because I've upgraded the quarterback. But yeah, I totally get where you're coming from. My expectation is that David Bell ultimately is going to potentially amongst these young receivers, these four young receivers, I think David Bell potentially could have the most impact. But we've seen Donovan Peoples-Jones, his ability to get behind defenses and blow the top off down the field. Now, can he do that on a regular and consistent basis and be a deep threat? Amari Cooper gives him that. So, and you hear all the time in relation to Amari, just what a precision route runner he is. So some of those things that we heard last year about timing routes, and this is a timing offense, and you have to be at a certain spot at a certain time, and you know, things like that. Yeah, I can have those issues with an Amari Cooper, and you shouldn't have those issues now that you swapped out your quarterback and you brought in Deshaun Watson. So I think that that's what they're thinking. But yeah, you're absolutely right. There's always the risk that you have over-evaluated or put a premium evaluation on players that you either drafted or you brought in.
Daryl Ryder joining us, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Hey, Daryl, what's the latest going on with Baker Mayfield?
Nothing.
All right, let me ask you this. Why do national pundits always think that he should be playing for the Cleveland Browns this year?
I don't know. I don't get it. They brought in three quarterbacks this offseason. I don't know that Andrew Berry could be any more crystal clear that they have moved on from Baker Mayfield. It's funny. I was looking at a depth chart last night on one of the national websites, and they had Baker Mayfield listed as the number two quarterback in front of Jacoby Brissett. And I was like, wait a minute, what? I had to check my eyes for a second. It's Deshaun Watson, the starter. Jacoby Brissett is the backup. Josh Dobbs is the third quarterback, and Baker Mayfield's a distant fourth. I don't know. You know, I get it. I understand the conversation, Ken, because it's what we do both locally and from a national perspective, and that's what it is. It's about keeping the conversation going with some of these nationals. Baker is good for ears and eyeballs and clicks and whatnot, and so they're kind of keeping that going by saying, yeah, there's an outside chance that Baker Mayfield's going to be the starting quarterback if something happens with Deshaun Watson. I'll say this. I think there's a better chance that I would be a starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns if Deshaun Watson's not available than Baker Mayfield. They've made it crystal clear that they're moving on from him. And again, that's kind of part of the reason why Andrew Berry didn't have a whole lot of leverage right now in trying to move on from Mayfield. But it's all about keeping that conversation going from the Nationals.
Daryl, let me be brutally honest here. I wasn't going to ask you that Baker Mayfield thing just yet, but I thought it was a misprint up here. The game's been announced for Monday night. At least a couple of the Monday night announcements have been made. They did this one, Good Morning America?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So 7:15 a.m. on the 19th of September, 7:15 p.m., Titans at Bills on ESPN, and then at 8:30, Vikings at Eagles on ABC. So they're going to have two games at once on Monday night.
Yeah, I don't understand
that. I don't like that.
I don't know. I would probably like it better if it was maybe a 7 o'clock kickoff and a 9:15 kickoff. This way you get to watch the end of the game of one, and then you get maybe into the second quarter of the nightcap. I like a traditional true doubleheader. One game ends, another one begins. But
you know what though? I can make a case for it in just that on Sundays when we're watching the Browns, we are only watching the Browns, most of us. So that already eliminates so many teams that you don't get to see. At least in this case, I can flip back and forth, and there is a staggering here. There's a minute and 15 difference, so I'm going to be able to watch the end of one game and then go and see the end of another, and plus I'm not up all night. So I actually think that that kind of makes sense for East Coast viewers. West Coast, maybe not so much.
I think the NFL's proven, though, especially during the COVID years, is that you can start a game whenever you want, and people are going to watch, and people are going to go. So I don't think that that matters as much. I get what you're saying there, Anthony. It's more convenient for guys like you and I, but I think overall, like, I'd rather watch one game and be in the conversation, even with social media and everything. I'd rather watch one game at a time and be in the conversation with everybody during that game.
That's why the NFL right now is thinking of the conversations that, hey, can we do a Black Friday game at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or can we do a 2 o'clock Friday afternoon time slot for the league, which I think would be terrible. That's just my view on that. But I really liked when they did the doubleheaders. You had an East Coast game early, and then the late game was a West Coast game. This way, it was prime time out west, but you know later on the East. But yeah, but the good, pretty decent matchups. Titans Bills, I like that one, and Vikings Eagles should be a pretty good game. So two quality selections as far as picking the games. I would have liked the times to be more staggered. That's just my view.
We got rookie camp this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I'm not going to do it to you now. By Friday, I want a name of someone that we have to keep an eye on. A rookie we have to keep an eye on. I'm not going to do it to you now.
Okay.
Unless you want to, but I want a name. I want somebody to go, Ken, circle this name, watch this name.
I was just going to just take a ton of Cade York video this weekend for everybody.
No. That's too easy. That's too easy. I want the real deal. I want the big stuff. I want a position player. I want to be able to be told I'm keeping an eye on this guy for Friday. And somebody better remind me because I'm definitely going to forget.
I'll make a note of it. How's that?
All right, Daryl. Thank you very much for the time.
You bet, guys. Have a good one.
The sensational Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. 216-578-0092. All right. Some good news on the Jadeveon Clowney front. Some not-so-good news on the Jarvis Landry front. We'll talk with Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore at 9.
And I wonder if people are a little off on the Browns' schedule and the prime time considerations that are going to be there, considering Deshaun Watson and some of the ambiguity on how many games he's going to play.
That's next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.